This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Drunk. Tanner. Willie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast.
Now, you guys.
Yo, what's going on?
We're going to bring back a little thing we've done before, which is a Minecraft special episode. Because today, we recorded a Minecraft video, and, you know, we've been on this little friend server for a hot minute. And we just thought, why not? Grunk just shot himself in the head with a bow
ones.
Arrow.
Only the real ones.
But
armed elephant.
Yeah, we've done this before. And it's just gonna be us sitting around a campfire doing this shit and talking about shit. You know what I'm saying, guys? We're rolling off the end of the year like very soon. Oh, bro.
It's almost Christmas, guys.
Yeah.
It is almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas.
We're about a week away from the Holly Jollies.
Christmas.
We're gonna all be joined by loved ones and friends and family.
Yeah,
and just having fun away. And eating cocoa and drinking presents.
Yeah,
and having a tree.
Yeah,
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm actually excited. Yeah, I'm fucking.
All right, exciting. Putting y'all on blast. Who's done Christmas shopping or not?
I'm guilty.
Right,
I'm guilty.
I'm not even lying. I haven't done nothing.
Sorry, everybody who's watching.
All my family members.
Hey, it's never too late, huh? It's never too late. You can always shop day of.
I know. You know I'm going to do that
now. This is like the earliest time. Like, I've never been so early for Christmas shopping.
But we're
I feel prepared, but I also feel like still somehow late.
Yeah. It's like, it always feels like I could do more, but.
You can always do more. I mean, don't forget it.
Yeah,
just gotta
you can always do more. Hey, you can always do more. Huh?
Come on now.
But before we also continue, I want to give special thanks to GamerSubs for supporting the podcast and supporting all
of
us.
Thank you.
Make sure to use the code group for 10%
off.
Hold
on, there's a special thing going on here.
Oh, there is a special thing going on.
There's a special thing. It's gonna appear
on
the TV. I'm just gonna kind of go through it. Listen, y'all.
Go ahead.
There's a big old sale. 12/19 at 3 p.m. That's probably right now when you're listening to this. You get a free gift with every tub purchase. You buy one tub, you get a cup. If you get two tubs, you get a small merch item. Three tubs, you get a, what the hell is that?
Elephant's getting it, don't worry about him.
A Dragon D's jug?
Dragon D's jug.
Y'all just getting a whole bunch of ish. I'm just going to be real. Y'all getting a bunch of ish.
Yeah.
You get a bad dragon if you order three tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect gift for dad. He's going to love that.
Your dad will love that.
Your dad will love anything.
So, make sure y'all use code GROUP for 10% off your purchases. And
absolutely.
Get some bang for your buck. End of the year sale. It's big.
We're right now in Grunk's little, I don't know what you call it. It's a glass dome in the air. Very Grunk-like.
Yeah.
And we're next to all these abstract shapes made of glass, stone, and copper blocks and just bone, I guess. And just, you know, like, what's going on? But it's a vibe. Yeah, this is our breakaway. This is our island. Where we
is a chill vibe. It's also really cool
because
it's like 10 p.m. and we typically don't record podcasts this late.
No, we do not
because we're all uppity during the day, and then as the sun sets at like 5:21 p.m.
so
or
bad.
Some bullshit,
yeah,
so we start to wind down. So this is like a chiller time,
which fits the theme of the chiller. You know, environment. Speaking of which, our house is now chiller because we got lights. We've actually decorated.
Yeah, we got Christmas
a tiny
decor.
Bit. Yeah, and it hasn't happened yet, but we are going to be decorating a little bit more with Mr. Wally. Willie.
Doing a Willie vlog tomorrow.
Come here, Mr. Willie.
Well, technically yesterday when you guys are hearing this, but yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to decorate. We're going to go chop down a real tree.
Yeah.
No way.
With the real axe. Real danger.
On somebody else's property.
On somebody else's property. Yeah. It's going to be our neighbors.
No
actually.
Permission. None.
Yeah, no permission. Mm-hmm. I did
it's
that before.
Every man for themselves.
Every man for himself's tree.
Also, audio listeners at home, Nick.
Yes.
Dude, we're around the campfire, man. You can chill out, man, with the totem, man. You don't have to offhand.
Yeah,
that,
dude. Yeah.
Oh, no, I always, nah, for the audio listeners at home, never put your totem away, bro.
Guys,
you
I don't
never
think the
know.
Prank's going to work then.
Oh, you no. never know.
Soft Willie, yeah, I don't know about the prank.
Guys, God, it's been a crazy month preparing for a lot of things on my end, only because we're in the process of doing a few things. One of them is, you know, a lot of the duties that I had that I took over and whatnot are now being handed off to other folks, right? We've been kind of working with some few other people. Some folks come in and out, right? Some folks come in and out, but one of the strategies that I am going to be employing soon, and this is only because, like, it's just, damn, it's crazy, but I'm making a base, like, basically, it's a group editing manual, and I'm creating, like, a PDF where it goes through all of the things about how the hell these channels are going to be running, you know, that now that it's going to be handed off to other folks and whatnot. So it's been, like, a few months, or at least like about a year of like my experiences with editing, and then also just questions that I've gotten from editors and all that stuff. It's gonna be great. I know it's a lot of technical shit, whatever. It's behind the scenes, whatever. But I just want to let y'all know that it's been one of the things that I've been working on. But coming with that is gonna be my re-dipping of my toes back into making some neat little videos under the Sir Larynxing name. Nit brand. I don't even know if I have a brand, guys. It's just my fucking stupid ass. My stupid Mexican self.
How do you know? Feel? How do you feel like dropping your baby off at daycare now?
That's
how it feels.
It's what, like dropping baby life. Off? Kind of. It's kind of. You know, you make your farewells and then you have to move on. My baby would be my brand, so I don't know. I just feel like, damn, guys, there's so many videos. There's so many things we could do. The first video I'm going to do, it's going to be an acapella of Christmas music.
Pinto
no, it's
Thomas.
Not. I don't know. No, it's not.
Dude.
No, it's actually going to be a 4K remaking of Nick's first video.
Oh, shit. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Nick, if that's okay. I actually haven't asked permission yet, so I'll do it right now. Nick, is that okay with you?
Wait, which first video are you talking about? The McDonald's
how to hack
drive-thru
your,
meme?
How to hack your gamma.
Oh, yeah, that one's off limits. I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Is that the McDonald's one? That's royalties inside of the McDonald's.
Yeah, it has to be the McDonald's one.
All right. Okay. Tomorrow, who's
actually, no. No, now I think about it. It has to be canon, so it can only be the flight one, the Delta flight.
God,
that's not canon.
I didn't do shit in that one, dude.
Larry was in that one.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
Larry had a lead role in that, okay? He carried.
Honest with me, home. It's a background role, son. I was in school.
You got nominated for the best supporting role in the entire film.
That is true, and I was very appreciative of that.
Did you watch the best Sundance supporting role? Did you not do that?
You said what?
You didn't watch the Sundance? No, you were.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Like, you were running through a bunch of rewards.
No, I didn't make it. I didn't make, like, it was across the world, so. I didn't
wait, Larry, can I really quickly, Larry, can I tell your future really quick? Because I just saw something.
Okay.
Oh, when you're 43 years old, I think you're going to win a Golden Globe.
43 Golden Globe for fucking what?
You know what? I'm basketball. With that. 43, that is basketball. A Golden Globe. That's a Golden Globe age right there.
How do you even know about my dream about being a basketball player? That's kind of weird.
Nobel Peace Prize.
I will try my best to do an attempt at a Nobel speed run at a young age.
Who's the
well, you said 43, so actually, I don't know if it's going to be young age.
I think you can do that. No, that's young. That's like the new 30.
Okay, that's true.
43 is the new 30 because all of the streamers that were 30 are now turning 40.
What? Is XTC 40?
Yeah, almost. He's like 36.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's like 31.
No. Oh, all right. No.
I'm trying to expedite time.
Oh, sorry.
Make everyone feel like, whoa. Are you for real?
No, it is going to be a thing, though, that as we get, you know, more progressive in the health and sciences and we know about our health and all that, and I already said that, we're going to be expanding, or we're going to be pushing our age limit, all right? I think the right now the cap is like 130 or something like that. I think the oldest person was like 130 or 120. I can't remember. It doesn't lower every year. It gets bigger every year, dude. It always comes out that there's always a new oldest person. And that's true.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
I can look it up right now for you guys. Hold on.
No, there were a lot of old people that were collecting Social Security at past 130 years old.
What?
And they're just like dead, yeah.
130?
Yeah.
You're saying?
You don't
how can someone be 100 years older than me? Whoa!
You're 30 years old?
More than 100.
Dude.
More than 100. You still got 100 years left in you, boy.
Woo!
Gene Kalman
of France. What are you going to do with all that time?
He's 122 years old.
I'm going to do this again.
122?
Think about
yeah.
Oh, so there was no 130.
No, it was
only 122. The joke was that people were dead and they were still collecting Social Security.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
This guy was born in 1875. Oh, my Lord.
18 what?
1875.
Dude, that makes
me
150 years old. That's actually, what are you talking about?
That no, 122 years old and 164 days. 1875, 1997, he died.
He died. Okay,
dude, he was alive before Red Dead Redemption 2 came out.
Dude, he was
or like was a thing.
He was alive before his like actual sliced bread.
This yeah.
Is oh my fact. God, that's so crazy.
He saw the plane and the airspace ship.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Didn't even know what a plane was for a while.
I do wish to live that old, just because I'm so curious to see what the fuck's going to happen.
Dude, I do wish.
What happened in 1875? Looking this up.
What do you think his reaction was to the iPhone?
Oh, he was probably like, yeah, I'm probably going to die in like the next few weeks. But then he lived for like a few more years, so I don't know.
Was there ever someone who was like 120 who was like, oh my God, Steve, no.
Like
a new iPhone. He's like,
120?
Yeah, like a really old person that just has been around for a humongous chunk of history, but also witnessed the iPhone.
No. Y2K, a lot of people died.
Y2K, a lot of people, they killed themselves. They thought the world was ending.
Yeesh, dark.
Of, a number on a screen was going up one.
Yeah.
Because of 1999 to 2000?
Yeah.
They thought it was going to mess the up, clocks. I think, like every single clock and every single really computer. Important machine on planet.
They thought the singularity was already going to happen back then.
Yeah.
Little they were did off. They know.
Little did they fucking know that the group chat podcast was going to be created and it was going to take over the fucking world in like the year fucking 20 poop or something.
There was a Twitter video. There was a Twitter video of someone with a VHS cam who was recording a computer screen that was 12/31, 1999, going to 2000. It was dead quiet, and he was just like, oh. And that was it. That was the whole, like, video.
Yeah, that kind of, like, summarizes the whole thing. It's really just a big, oh.
Oh. Oh. And I think the same thing happened back when the Mayans thought the world was ending in 2012.
Oh, my God.
We're living in a simulation now.
Ever since 2012, something's fell off, man.
No.
What? No, a wireless phone was invented in 1875. How?
No, that's
summer of 2016.
You said 2016.
Summer of 2016 was the last best year ever.
No, it was not, dude. Because
it was.
No, because excuse
what
me, sorry.
The fuck, little man.
Just came in.
wow. Dude, he's sentient. Are you serious?
Because Blonde by Frank Ocean didn't come out until August of that year, so. Then after that,
okay. Yeah. So the year 2016, everything was amazing.
Yes.
And then before that was pretty
awesome. And then 2017 is when, like, you know, you got like Lil Pump coming out. You got like all the SoundCloud rap, right? You got Lil Peep, all the Lils. You got all the, yeah, you got all that shit. Cardi
started. Lil Uzi.
Lil Uzi, Lil Cardi, Lil everybody. Everybody was coming out. And by that point, we were entering like the whole like SoundCloud fast food shit.
I miss 2013.
I miss Supreme Patty.
Ooh,
Supreme. You guys know 2013.
I miss swiping up.
2013. That was when I moved to Virginia and I had no friends.
That's when I was playing Black Ops 2.
Oh, man.
Dude, I wasn't allowed to play M games.
Whoa, 2013, whoa. I think I was.
Not for a while.
Damn.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Viewers at home, dude, pause right now and type your Taco Bell order because I'm about to order some Taco Bell. And my Taco Bell order when I was fat as fuck used to be 3 Chicken Crunchwrap Supremes, 2 Chicken Quesadillas, 6 Doritos Locos Tacos with chicken, and and then Mountain Dew.
You should
break that record tonight.
Dude, I think I'd actually explode. Like worse than what's in my pants currently.
Well, tell the folks what you just came back from.
Oh, so yeah, I've been getting into a simulator racing from my last vlog that I posted. I like took Tanner and Larry and attempted to take Isaac, but unfortunately, I'm horrible at planning things. So sorry about that, Isaac. You missed out on a great time.
No, it's okay. I wish I had the time, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But yeah, so I just came back. So every Wednesday, I go to a place called Race Club. Race Club is here in Austin. They have another location actually over in Boise, Idaho. So what we do on every Wednesday, important. It's important I say that because we do leagues every Wednesday and we race Boise, Idaho location.
Oh, so we're doing like states. We're versus.
Yeah,
y'all doing scrims, bro.
So it's 10 people.
It's like faster truck sim. It's really sweet.
Yeah. It's like 22 total people. I placed 11th today, which arguably isn't the worst, considering I've only been racing for like, I don't know, a few weeks.
Do you paddle shift? What's the
I'm full. I'm all full paddle shift, 100%.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, wait, can I make a for the record from that video?
Oh, here we go. The for the record. Can I attempt to think and know what you're about to say?
Yeah.
Willie fucked up Tanner by turning his car onto
me. This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Manual mode, and Tanner didn't know that, so was driving in third gear the entire race.
No, but that's also one thing, but I wasn't going to mention that.
Okay.
I was not high in the making of that video. My eyes were so red after that fan was blowing up cold air.
They were red. They were bloodshot.
They were
red.
So red. I was staring at a screen for 3 hours. Yeah. They said I was so stoned. That is not true.
Well, no, you were stoned, but you know we're not going to talk about that. And
dude, that sounds like a
I'm kidding.
Willy vlog.
Hitting a blinker in the Target bathroom and then doing a Willy
vlog. Dude,
Willy vlog.
Yes,
that'd be really awesome.
go hot box a Waffle House and then.
What
order.
If every vlog we do it starts with a shot? It has to be a shot of Tito's, and then we fucking roll, baby.
If you guys
baby.
Have fun, you have to re up and keep drinking.
Yeah. Always.
No, that's not a bad idea.
Juice.
Do I drive no matter what afterwards?
Yeah. You have to join me too. You have to join me.
No autonomous vehicles allowed.
Yeah.
Full manual.
Oh, okay.
All manual. Yep, exactly.
Holy
crap, Hoodvine.
All manual.
All manual?
Yeah, everything.
All manual.
You look like an emperor.
The whole thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, so that's where I just came from. And we had a bit of... To be honest, the reason why we're even recording this podcast so late is because we went on a 3-hour recording trying to beat Minecraft at 1,000 tick.
It was so fun.
Or 100 times speed, excuse
Until
me.
Until it wasn't.
It was, yeah. It was hard.
It really got under my skin. I'll say that.
And let's just say we got lucky towards the end. I'm not going to lie.
We did. Yeah, we actually pulled our shit together towards the end. It was kind of nuts.
I couldn't believe it.
Unexpected from the group chat. But yeah, we made it pretty damn far. I thought we were going to not make it. Even into like the caves. Like I thought we were just not even going to have iron or anything like that. But
yeah.
Right, but the fact that we were able to like strategically bed bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything we needed for that was, oh my God. Y'all are in for a treat, bro.
It's nice.
It's really cool. A good time.
Wait, so did we properly fully announce? I know we mentioned it, but so today, as you guys are watching this video, the new group video is out of us doing the zoo.
Yes.
After you're done watching this or whatever, maybe pause, come back. But we do go through the zoo at San Diego.
Yes, we do.
A little bit of old footage, but at the same time, it's funny footage. And that's, you know, it tells a story because after the first part in TwitchCon, then we go to the zoo. And then after that, we're going on the big road trip, which
I have seen
some of the footage. And obviously, you know, I lived it, but from my memory, it was really freaking funny.
Yeah. And does it communicate over video?
It does. It does. It conveys pretty well the amount of stupid shenanigans. You know, it's a good video when your editor is like, I had a really good time editing this video.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he said he did.
That's freaking awesome. Wait,
can I?
Yeah, Chunky.
Chunky said that?
Our editor said that he
had a really good time. That's like the highest form of compliment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing pleases Chunky very well, but we find
he hates everything.
Whoa. Hey, Chunky's a happy guy. Yeah? Come on.
No, I'm teasing.
He liked it a lot. And I also got to look at it, and I thought it was really fucking funny, too.
How long is it?
So, yeah, that'll be coming out after the zoo video, and that'll be a sweet little treat.
The video is an hour and a half, Isaac.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah!
Which is amazing.
Sorry. Yeah, coming from, what was it, like 13 four, or 14 four hours? Hours?
Oh,
four
no, hours, the first, excuse me. The four first draft code was 4 hours.
No. I'm talking about like total.
It was like 13 hours.
Yeah, it was along those lines. So, and there is, not to go too far into the future now, but like there is another road trip video. And that one's a little bit longer.
That's way older than the old one.
That one's way older as well.
That one's older than Tom.
But to kind of balance that, past that point will be a sort of like, you know, breach into the new. So it'll be sweet.
We're really excited to drop four.
Sick. Sweet.
And then we're going to do another road trip. We're just going to be the road trip cast.
We're just going to be road tripping honestly,
whatever else we were doing.
Road trips are my favorite thing to do in life.
And then like when we're done with all the roads, we're going to start flying. We're going to pilot. Yep. Get
fly
a license.
Trips.
Yeah. No. Can we like
sailing?
Can we do train? Train?
Sail across the world.
We need to go on a train.
We can do that, I think.
Absolutely.
Is it still connected up there? And it's not.
Yeah.
There's an Amtrak over here.
No, like all the way up there. Like, can we go across the world? But no.
No, there's no train
that would be so cool.
Underwater
is not
cool. We're
going to New York, bro.
Oh, New York.
Well, how about this? Let's start with the subway in New York, okay? And then let's do the metro.
No.
And then let's do the train.
No.
And then let's do that. We're going to build up. We'll ramp it up.
We would get, like, murdered
on a
subway in New York.
The
amount of crazy, oh, my God.
Dude, the rats alone, they're bigger than Bento, and Bento weighs 8 pounds.
They're as big as Larry.
What?
Yeah, they are.
The rats, dude, I'm telling you, the rats in the subway of New York City are huge.
They're human.
It's actual Master Splinter
mutants.
Down there.
Yeah.
Dude, I was thinking about that, how like they don't have any natural predators other than like machinery.
So and humans.
Like, and like angry crackheads.
Crazy.
I was going to say, how often did you boys, Isaac, Nick, did you guys go to New York?
I wasn't.
Once a month.
Yeah, I wasn't like super big on it just because I went a lot with my grandparents to go see like light shows. But once Nick and I started going like really super often, that's like the most prominent like New York era was when
it was like once a month. Yeah, we went to go get haircuts in Chinatown, and honestly, that was a vibe, bro.
Nice,
so much fun. We used to get haircuts, and we used to go to this place called 12 Pell. Shout out Andy.
Shout out Andy. He did
this thing where, like, dude, for anyone that actually just, like, goes, like, young dudes, right? Or ladies, right? I know girls care a lot more about their hair than men, for the most part. Because, like, guys, like, we just, I don't know. I can only speak from guys' perspective, but growing up, I would always just either get like fucking buzz cut or like grow it out and then a fade. All I'd say is a fade and then let him do the rest.
It's always a fade with the comb over, bro.
And the gel at the top, bro. Grunk had my haircut growing up until he turned 17, bro. Yeah, bro. I had that haircut all until I was like 20 almost.
Yeah, speaking of which, Grunk, when did you start letting out your hair?
You have a lot of hair.
Yeah, that was definitely like the summer between my junior and senior year of high school.
That's crazy.
When that happened.
Junior and senior year.
That is when that happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not to beat a dead horse. I feel like I've said like this phrase so often, but in between one lastly VC and another, you looked like you transformed and grew 4 years in 1 year somehow. It was the hair and the contact lenses, I think, is what did it.
Dude, 2022 Grunk, when we first met him in Austin, was like, that was insane.
That was crazy, bro.
That was like actually was having a little brother on the trip.
Little brother 2022?
My whole life.
That was our 2022 trip. Yeah.
Dude, that was only 3 years ago. What the fuck?
Wow, that's pretty weird. Dude, time is so weird.
Time is weird. It feels like it's been forever, but not long at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Philosophical Cast.
Well, anyway, to finish what I was saying about Andy and 12 Pell, they were able to do a consultation.
Yeah.
So we paid money to basically get like all the information about our hair type. I mean, we could like try and figure it out ourselves, but it's just better to like have a hairdresser or hairstylist tell you about that, your hair type, right? Like your face shape and what complements it.
To add to that, every time I go to like a new hairdresser, and I always try out like, you know, new folks and whatnot, you always do a consultation. Sometimes they charge like a, you know, depends, like a $10, $15 fee. Or sometimes it's free, you know, it like really depends. But yeah, consultation is definitely, definitely important because... And it does depend on the place you go to, but some places I've been to, they're like, they ask about your lifestyle. Like, are you always out? Do you sweat a lot? You know, like, what's your hair type? Is it, you know, like all that? Like, I ask
that's pretty good.
All the things, or sometimes they don't ask that much. Yeah. I mean, it depends, right? But like, definitely, definitely, definitely get a consultation so that they get a gist and they know how to better sort of execute your desired haircut.
They'll also, they'll like take all your hair. Or they'll like silhouette your face with their hands and like tell what head shape you are.
They'll grab
like
your cheeks.
That can completely flip whatever hairstyle they were going to go with and then turn it into something else because head shape matters a lot with haircuts as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like let's say Big T wants cornrows, right? And then they like, and they look at Tanner's face or their head and he's like,
yeah, it's like pulling his head back so his eyebrows are being raised.
Maybe a skullet, not cornrows, maybe a skullet.
Y'all know what a skull is? Yeah, what if Big T's skull eyes look like cornrows?
Yo.
Okay. Oh, that could be big.
That would be actually huge. That'd be like a cartoon.
All right, we got Willy Hawk, T-Rose. I don't know.
T-Rose.
Realistically speaking, how long do cornrows take? It's not like several
hours.
Hours at least.
Dude.
I think Willie does a vlog getting Liberty Spikes. That's what I'm
yes, doing. Yes, dude. Grow
That'd
your hair
be sick.
Out.
Yeah, you should do
we
that.
We need email Willie back so we can Liberty Spike.
That would be cool. God.
Yeah, I mean, let's do that.
Let's do it.
Come on. Dude, leave a one in the comments if you want to do it.
Dude, I'll never forget when I was coming up with vlog ideas and I wanted the bar to like start low and then start slowly like trickle up. And like I was like, dude, we should like go to Skechers, Larry. We should go to Skechers.
Oh yeah,
and have some fun.
Yeah, let's go to the
and
mall.
Isaac, I gotta say it now. You pass so much judgment on my vlogs. I don't understand. Like, I was like, dude, let's go to Skechers, and you're like, dude, are you fucking serious? Who the fuck wants to watch Skechers vlog? And I was like, all right, I get it. No one wants to watch Skechers vlog.
Did you? Is that a real?
You had a hater, right?
Yeah,
next
dude.
Door.
You fucking always. You
wanted,
like,
you
dude,
wanted to
no
go
one
to the Skechers store for a Willy vlog?
Yeah, dude. Well, Larry, and we did it. We did it. And it was a really fun video.
What do they have at Skechers?
I bought Isaac Skechers that he never wore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because here's the thing, Isaac. Here's the thing. Yep. At the Skechers,
who did you give?
It was a mall, so we did more things. Like we made a hat. We made a Gucci hat. We also made a bunch of pictures with
the Easter Bunny.
Oh, we did take a picture with the Easter Bunny.
That
was so
that's
cute.
Where that came from.
Yeah, that's where that came from, dude. Yeah. So it's like you start with something, but then you let the journey take you places.
Yep.
So you know, like me and Nick would see a bench outside of the mall, and we'd be like, "Let's go over there. Let's go sit down. Like, see what's up.
Let's go sit on the.
Maybe there's a spike. Maybe there's a secret bud. Maybe there's some crack. And we could smoke it. Like, who knows? Like, it's just fucking
Larry. Was it that same vlog?
It was the same vlog.
We went outside. Yeah. And then I'm like hunched over.
No. It's not the same vlog.
That was Lego.
That's Lego.
That was Lego.
Yeah. Was this around the time you guys were doing? We went to Lego. We went to Apple. We went to Sketch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I might have said that. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense in my head.
Why'd you have hater juice in you?
Because I think it was the we went to store, we went to this store, we went to that store thing. I was like, whoa, wait, what?
Whoa, where y'all going?
Well, it was a little different. I mean, the Willy vlogs definitely.
If you asked me right now, I'd go.
What?
I want to go.
What?
Let's go with you.
I want to
go with
right
me.
Now.
Where? You want to go where?
Hey, we went somewhere.
Why are you whispering? It's a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, speak up, boy. Some people are driving right now. You didn't hear the car engine.
You and me go somewhere.
All right, yeah. Willy vlog. We went somewhere, and it's Isaac's face.
Come to Virginia.
And we drove. Oh, my God.
Oh, we got to go.
Come to Virginia.
Dude, oh, my God. Grunk.
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest clickbait of all time, and it can happen. We helped Grunk move in.
Well, not yet. Dude, that's so bad.
Okay, if we do something like that.
We can.
Oh my God, can we help Grunk move into a new house?
Okay, if we do that, we have to. Drunk with Grunk.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm moving, but yeah, that'd be good.
Would that be actually?
Well, can you just buy
we're
like a new couch?
We're supposed to do that in San Diego, bro.
I know. Dude, you saw
what we had to do with our last couch, bro. It was a disaster.
Dude, getting drunk with Grunk
is
going to
have
to happen.
We had to lift it with a rope over the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was insane. I'll never forget that day. That was the most intense manpower I've ever had to endure.
It works, right?
The guy picking up the couch is actual superhuman. Like, it was just him, just alone picking it up from the bottom. It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. That's a lot better than ours. Ours is just like getting U-Haul trucks, moving shit in and out. Actually, the last time we did that, we moved. I actually enjoyed it because I had my parents help out and come in. It's always sweet. That's always sweet having that. You know what I'm saying? It's always sweet.
If you actually let Nick vlog you guys moving, and if he called it Grunk moved in, I don't even know how. Oh my God, that would be like the funniest bait ever.
The only people in this damn podcast would know. Only y'all would know. Only y'all.
Hey,
would
only
know.
Y'all would know. Keep it down. Keep it a secret.
Yeah, keep it a secret, y'all.
Don't tell nobody.
Would you let that be your thing, Nick?
He said BRB. I guess.
Rats. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, Larry. Yeah, of course.
Whoa, it's raining.
Hey, I'm here. What'd you guys say about me?
I said, would you let that be a thing? We moved Grunk in.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Oh, no. Sorry. Grunk moved in.
Did you hear the concept?
Oh, no. What was the concept?
The concept was you actually do help Grunk move, and you name the fucking vlog Grunk Moved In.
That was like Nick's original idea that he already said, I think.
Yeah. My idea was we helped Grunk move in, but it could have just been Grunk moving somewhere.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page. Sorry, I went completely wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's doable. I mean, honestly, at this point, I'll do anything for a vlog, dude.
Really?
Can you find an anti-gravity chamber?
Not record me taking a fat crap.
You want me to do an anti-gravity chamber?
Can you do the G test?
My God.
Do the 10 G test.
That was so funny. The fucking...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com.
That's therealreal.com.
Dude, the fucking, oh, if you guys haven't, okay, if you're listening and like you're still paying attention, wake up, first of all. Second of all, you should watch the G-Force videos where they're, it's like these training pilots and they're being put through this machine that spins you really, 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 really fast. Mm-hmm. And they have to like do breathing techniques and their faces really melded. Like you see like the wrinkles just roll to the sides of their face. It's and crazy. They get super squished and red and they're just got to...
The funniest part of that is that the only rule for passing the test is don't pass out.
Yeah. Just hold on. Don't pass out.
I just thought of the best video idea we could do.
Shoot.
Right. What?
All right. So we bury Larry alive and we tie Larry. We bury Larry.
We bury Larry alive.
We bury Larry alive. Rhymes. So we bury Larry.
Drunk with Grunk, bury Larry.
Drunk with
we
Grunk,
bury Larry alive and bury Harry.
And we, wait, what runs with Isaac?
Nothing.
Actually, nothing.
They've tried.
Ball sack.
That's like a stretch, but it's a funny one.
We blick Nick. Yeah.
Yo.
What the hell? No, Isaac, don't blick me.
Don't blick me.
No. I have a Crunchwrap Supreme in my hand. I'll give you a bite.
Why don't you get the
grilled cheese burrito. That shit fire. TS fire.
What else did you get?
Grilled cheese burrito.
So one of the things that Jay Schlatt showed me a long time ago, and I can't stop ordering it to this day if I ever get Panera, is just a regular grilled cheese with the tomato soup, and I dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup, and it's so good.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
I didn't know that was a thing until Schlatt showed me.
No, oh my God. Goddamn.
Welcome to life. You experienced. It is the best thing ever.
You want me to tell you about fries and ketchup?
I was 265 pounds at 5'10".
I would be fucking 280 if all I had was grilled cheese and tomato soup, dude. It's so good.
Oh. You guys ever had raw hot dog?
Yeah, actually.
I'm gonna bump his POV. He's gonna go mad.
No. I was really hungry one time and had raw hot dog and a tortilla with
mustard. Like out the package or?
It was, yeah.
I was told it was really still kind of wet.
Like a little wet.
It was a little wet, a little soggy. Yeah. It's not bad for you. Not the worst, mate.
Not the worst. Sometimes for me, some night. Let me tell you a good Larry night. A good Larry night back in the day consisted of some Rainbow Six Siege or some Battlefield 1. This is when I was like entering high school, I believe. So by this point I was entering high school. No, this is middle school. It was actually not those games. It was more so probably like Battlefield 4, you know.
Anything about this real?
And okay, no, it's actually no, it, it, it is real. It would be like late at night and like there would be no food, so I'll just go to the fridge and I'll see hot dogs and I'll just like take it out of the package and eat one.
Yeah, so I guess you can't eat hot dogs raw. So you know
I
what?
Knew it.
You can't?
Maybe even though they're pre-cooked,
are
they can harbor bacteria.
You can.
But I've done it before.
I've done it so many. I've finished packets. What?
Raw hot dog?
Yeah,
I heard this story because Larry actually had a problem with it, he said.
I've only had one.
That freaks me out. Like cold ones?
Yeah.
Wait, how? Walk me through a hot dog Larry moment.
Yeah,
hot dog
Larry
moment.
Have you eaten
so
before?
Me, my underwear. I'm in the living room with my PlayStation. I have a blanket wrapped around me. I'm looking up because my TV was up on the wall. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. My TV was like way up on the wall.
Yeah.
So I way up in the wall. I would usually normally I would get a bed cover, not a cover. Fuck, like a duvet, or whatever it's called, duvet. I would lay it on top of the carpet. And then I'll get another blanket, like a Spider-Man. It was a Spider-Man where he's like hanging on the wall and it's like reflection. And it's like the red Spider-Man and then like the Venom Spider-Man. So I had that blanket. It was very soft. And then PlayStation, either GTA 5, Battlefield, something, you know, maybe Black Ops 2. I don't know. And then, you know, I get hungry. I'm like, hold on, guys. Put down my mic. Go to the fridge. Open it. See a hot dog packet. Now the problem was that when you open the packet and you let it kind of like the packet's like still open, sometimes the hot dogs towards like at the edges get like red, like really red.
Ew.
And then they also
get
hard. So it's like the rest of it is fine. So you kind of cut that part off and then you eat the rest.
You're cutting the mold off the bread and eating the sandwich.
I've done that though recently.
Cutting the hard part off the raw hot dog and eating the raw hot dog.
Yeah, pretty
what
much.
The fuck?
So I was playing on the Minecraft server. And
yeah, what was your throat?
Yeah, hold on. I was playing on a Minecraft server. Thank you.
Yeah,
and it was like a creator server with like a whole bunch of Minecraft YouTubers.
Yeah,
and Dr. Donut was there or whatever.
Dude, yeah. Dr. Donut.
Yeah, I was playing. I was building a candy cane with him. And there's a YouTuber named Fanced and AJ the Bold.
Yeah.
We have friends with Bablu and whatever. And so, yeah, Fanced made this skin that I'm wearing currently. It started as like a little piece of brown on my butt. And then
it kept on going. Chest plate so we can see the fully erect 3D nipples that this guy the 3D had to. You have.
Holy,
he had
shit,
to make
son,
sure
a close up of this
that the nipples were both on the skin and on another pixel.
Audio listeners, sure the nipples are protruding from his chest.
And he's a little lopsided.
Fine. I mean, it's only human.
No, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're only human.
It's very humble.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very humble.
Yeah. So, shout out to them for making that.
Nice.
And we got slightly in trouble because we
Bless you.
I was building homage to the Twin Towers, so I just built two towers, but we got yelled at.
Can't do that.
Well, actually, we didn't get yelled at. No one knew it was us.
Oh.
So.
Reveal.
Revealed. There we go. Well, there it is. If they catch wind of this.
1 billion views on YouTube Shorts. Nobody's going to see it coming. Willie built the Twin Towers.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He admits it on a podcast. So, can you tell me what you ordered again? You said you ordered...
I ordered Chicken Crunch Wrap Supreme.
That's it?
Two.
Is that it?
Mm.
Both of them.
For the most part, what does that mean?
Dude, yeah. That's really about it. I mean...
What else?
I got one more thing.
Whoa,
whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
How is he
good Lord,
to be here?
Help.
So, basically, long story short, I got fries.
Fries?
I got the
fries.
You got
the nacho fries?
Yeah.
Oh. No. Yeah. What happened to
I had those last night, actually, though.
I told him to get those.
I won't go there.
Who had them last night? Grunk did?
Yep.
What did you think of them?
They're good. I like them.
For the audio listeners at home, I asked, what did you think of them?
And I said they're good.
But, yeah. So, I really want to try and understand why Larry... Of all people, which not really of all people, but Larry, you do not like condiments like at all, like period,
no,
like
I don't.
Point blank.
Mm-mm.
You don't like sour cream.
No.
You don't like salsa.
Ketchup.
Tell me something.
No,
I
like salsa.
Know.
I like salsa.
Oh,
he likes marinara
like ketchup.
Sauce.
Yeah, marinara sauce is cool with mozzarella.
Doesn't like
mozzarella.
Mustard.
It's good.
He doesn't like mayonnaise. He doesn't like anything that has mayonnaise as a base for a sauce. Like
oh my god, mayonnaise.
Like he doesn't like.
But he likes something with mayonnaise.
I don't know.
He
I feel
like it.
If you hide it really well, maybe like it'll trick me, and then I can dilute myself to be like, no, I was tripping this whole all these years of my life.
Larry, one
tripping.
Of these days, one of these days, bakers at home. Hey, all bakers at home, you're about to agree with me. One of these days, Larry, I am going to make a cake, and I'm going
chill.
To
you're replace, not. I'm not going to eat your cakes then.
I'm going to replace. The eggs in it with mayonnaise,
dude.
I promise
that.
You
do that.
You won't know.
You won't
if anything,
know.
It'll taste
it'll be
better
moist.
Because of the
it'll
moistness.
Be more moist.
What if I eat it? And I like, oh, fuck, dude.
You won't.
So only your
you
cakes.
You'll
do that,
huh?
Only your cakes.
Well, I have two. No, it'll be someone in our house too.
Can I talk about something in real life? Fuck.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
I'm scared we're gonna invade Venezuela.
What? Invade Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Oh, is that something that's
okay.
happening?
I didn't look into it, but I saw a headline. Only headline.
That is current event.
Dude. Okay, yeah. what's the plan? What are we going to do?
First of all, what's
what? Is this our decision?
Hold on. Kind of. Did you read more into it? Because I haven't, so I really can't, like...
I don't know what's going on
here. What's going on, but I did see a
little bit. This is the first time hearing of this.
TLDR, Willie.
There is some militia training happening at the moment, and there is... What is it, like a ground attack in a way, I guess? Or they could possibly be a ground attack or war? I don't know.
Why Venezuela?
So what's the term that dudes use when they're prepping? They're prepping.
Boot camp.
Training.
Oh.
I was talking about like gay dudes. Like
prepping?
Get ready.
Prepping?
Get ready?
Bro.
Okay, well, we're just using the term prepping.
Okay.
I just thought that people, dudes, they like prep. Never mind. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
So... They're prepping. I think Venezuela is prepping. And today, the president made some sort of announcement that he was going to do some sort of speech. Did not mention it at all. But I'm just scared, man. I don't want to watch Tanner go to war.
Oh, so
dude,
this is like
what?
A hypothetical?
Why am I going to war?
Dude,
no.
Look, you're looking at me all sideways and weird. Because you're ugly. But vanity. Like, I'm telling you.
What the fuck? What
I'm telling you, dude. It's a very possible.
It's not even trending on X, dude.
It's yeah, real.
If it's not trending on X, it's not current event, bro.
Let me see, Larry, come on, back me up.
I read it. I read the headline. So I saw a general gist.
General gist is invading Venezuela.
No, Trump orders total and complete blockade of sanctioned oil tankers.
But yeah, essentially they were like all getting together. I don't know if it's like fucking war or what, or if it's something I want to look into though. But yeah, it could happen. We could get drafted. I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but you know, me at the front lines, is that really, come on. Is that the best we got? Come on.
Wait, okay, I can't get drafted. That's a real,
yes,
I actually
you still
can't.
Could get drafted.
But no, but still, like I have
dude,
asthma.
You know what? If you have ADHD, you literally can't.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you mean you
have
asthma?
It's crazy.
I have asthma and allergies. I can't go to war. They don't want me. I'm weak.
What do you mean asthma? Same. Since when do you have asthma?
I run like an 18-minute mile. I run a 40-minute mile.
What?
You have asthma?
Yeah, I had asthma when I ran an 18-minute 5K.
What?
Since when do you have fucking asthma?
Do you have an inhaler? Wait.
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Well, I just learned something new about my friend of 6 years.
What?
Yeah, I have really bad allergies. No, I'm not.
This has
to be diagnosed asthma.
All right, where's the camera?
Yeah.
Where is that? Hello?
For real? 100%. Swear, you have asthma, like, you will need an inhaler?
Yeah.
Okay. Isaac's head snapped to me. And I
dude, my dad has asthma. That's like a fucking life-changing thing that really sucks, like, horribly.
I know, dude. I'm just trying not to get drafted, man. You just blew my whole cover.
Oh, God. R/Willie.
Bad
for R/Willie.
You dragged me down with you. I would have believed him if you didn't look a little weird at me.
I get it now.
I hopped on that bandwagon. I was good.
Well, no. Tanner, you're good. Like, you and I, we're going to be wrestling each other, and then we both break our legs.
Yeah, we're going to be wrestling each other.
I can tell you right now, like, if you have any medication that even alludes to the fact that you may have ADHD and or something else, like, anxiety or depression, I don't think you're getting drafted, brother.
Yeah.
Dude, even if I got drafted, I would just be like, hey, can I just be the media team? Can I just make propaganda?
We want to make fucking TikTok shorts for the army.
Let me make Instagram posts.
Oh, can I run the TikTok shop ads, please, for you guys?
Can I just go to the colleges and draft people?
I'll just play football for the army.
Is a half off Glock 19.
Hi. Yeah, wait. Can I please just go to the high schools and like make them do pull-ups or push-ups or whatever and give them a lanyard and then try and get them to sign up at 17?
When they do a dead man hang for longer than a minute, so I give them a U.S. Army pamphlet and a lanyard. Good
this
job, kids.
Is our target, and this is our platoon. We're going to go through this path, and we're going to see if we can make it under 10 minutes.
Right. Don't walk chuds. To the Venezuela front lines. Me and my girlies got bored, so we went to Venezuela together under the commission of the U.S. Army. That's that. That's like a
I
whole
thing. I am the owner of the red.
See, we're talking about it, but watch. Very soon, it could very well just happen that, like, holy shit, we're all getting, like, people are just getting drafted now.
No
yeah,
way.
Laughing now? Yeah.
I mean, hey. I mean,
Yeah, wait, what if all of us, like, one by one start disappearing because we're, like, so good at arm?
Dude, if Tanner got drafted, we would never hear from him ever again.
Wow. Dude, if I get drafted, you all get drafted. What the hell? Why is it just me?
No, they pick it. No, I'm pretty sure the draft happens where they pick based on birthday.
Wait,
what?
I don't. We're 26. I don't think we actually get drafted.
We can get drafted.
Yeah, you're too old now.
No, we're too old. No, did you watch Saving Private Ryan? Dude, he was like, it was like 35.
Bro, those guys were in Normandy. They were like 18, dog. I don't know what the fuck they were.
Yeah,
they were just throwing shit at the wall.
But the guy that had to go and help find Private Ryan.
And save
yeah,
him.
Dude.
Yeah, and save Ryan's private.
He was a teacher at school.
Dude.
Speaking of privates, I got to pee, so I'm going to be right back.
One lookup, one Google search. The age limit for registration for the draft is 18 to 25. We've succeeded. Yep, Brooke,
what?
See you later, buddy.
Can that be a Willy vlog? Saving Isaac's privates?
No, it's called Shaving Isaac's privates. And it's like, guys, we're making a joke to Saving Private Ryan. Come on, why do we get struck down?
Yeah.
Shaving Isaac's privates.
Gets your whole channel removed
shaving
completely.
Shaving Isaac's privates.
Shaving Isaac's privates. Oh, goodness me. But what would the video be? Like, okay, we got the title down. What
a close up of Isaac's privates and we shave them.
Those videos exist on YouTube, don't they? For like education.
Yeah.
It's like bleaching, which is really
Right, just chill out for a bit, huh?
Dude, I learned that people get surgeries to get their buttholes sewn shut.
Yeah, parents watch this.
What?
Come on.
People get their buttholes sewn shut.
Okay, why?
You die within like 7 hours.
Nope,
if you didn't
they have an ostomy bag.
Oh, yeah.
They no longer need it.
Ostomy need their bag?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Holes. Yeah.
Goodness, I did forget about that.
Hello.
Oh.
That's from myself.
Okay,
the
there are some things that, like, I don't know what, when it comes to, like, medical.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Sorry, I grabbed my mouse too hard.
When it comes to, like, medical things, like, okay, when I was, I remember when I first, so, my old best friend Aldo. Shout out Aldo.
Shout out
Aldo.
Aldo. He was him, and there's this other kid named Umberto. And
shout out Umberto.
Aldo. No, I was okay. We'll get to that another time. That's another story. But Aldo one time invited me to his house, and his older sisters were really into horror movies, and so they played Saw. And you know, me and Aldo were like, oh shit, bro, this is crazy. So we were both, I think we were like in third grade or fourth grade. I don't remember. We were youngins, right? We're jits, if you will. And
yeah.
So
yeah, if you will.
That was like the first time I actually felt like, like it's one of those things where, and that's also when I found out that when I get really, really uncomfortable, like when it comes to like medical, you know, body, not like that, like, you know, slasher, like Terrifier shit, right? Because you like that stuff in my brain registers as like movie, whatever. But when it comes to like some shit, it's like I start to laugh, y'all. And I start to laugh and I start to like try to hold it back, but it only makes it worse. So it's like,
that's not what
like
I was expecting.
What's it called? Not a defense mechanism.
It's it's like a, I guess, cope. I don't know, dude. Like, it's like one of those. Because
I do the same thing. That might be why Nick laughs when someone pukes too.
No, that is why. Yeah.
I think he just thinks it's funny.
Dude, that's like your biggest thing.
I don't get it. If any of you guys fucking bomb around me, I'll be a good help to you, but I'm gonna be giggling so hard.
Like, why?
Well, honestly,
I don't know.
You know what?
I
would take that over because then it's like,
it's like
I throw up and I look at you
almost
laughing, then I laugh, and then it's like, okay, we're good.
Dude, even the thought of one of you just vomiting.
That's our moment of weakness.
You would get a kick out of it.
Oh, dude.
Especially, dude, Tanner. We were talking about like throwing up with your mouth, with your hand over your mouth.
Oh, yeah, like
when the puke is like squeezing through your fingers and like,
ew.
That's gross.
It's like not just leaking, spraying.
Yeah, you just make the whole situation
like,
worse.
It's like streaks. It's like lines.
The
just,
it's
all
of the guy, like,
all over your mouth.
The rat battle.
No,
the
rat
battle.
That is exactly what I brought up. Where the guy was rapping and then he looks up. He tried to deflect upwards. Why would you deflect upwards and it just
right
came
back
down
over
to space?
Ew,
it has to be
so
the
gross
top 10.
But then
worst
he continued.
So
he continued to rap. He actually finished it off. Yeah, that's
that, wait, was this Eminem?
Yes.
Yeah, this is 8 Mile.
Dude, Eminem, the worst I've ever puked is when I ate KFC and I sat outside in the sun for like an hour. And I puked 8 times walking to the toilet, and I left a trail.
Okay, one of my worst like actual throws was damn, this is a disgusting topic. It was I was camping with my brother and my dad, and we came to a gas station, right? And this is like, it was like hot out, okay? And I had like a, I had a hoodie on. I had an old, like it was my brother's like college hoodie. So we go to a gas station. I get gummy bears, Hasbro gummy bears, and I get a Kit Kat. Oh, and a Snickers. So it's like chocolate and gummy bears, okay? And so the drive to the place is like 4 hours. And so I start eating. I think I eat first the gummy bear. So I eat the whole bag of gummy bears, and I'm watching YouTube on my phone with headphones. Oh, and no. Then I start eating the Kit Kat, and then... when I get to the Hershey's, so the car was like an old Chevy, and I was in the backseat, and like, you know how like, it's a thing with Mexicans, you know, we all try to cram everybody into the one car, right? We try to make it work. So it's like, we're kind of crammed in. I'm eating all these like sweets, and like, it gets really hot. Oh, I have a hoodie
God.
On.
Oh God.
So
oh,
I start to like sweat, and I start swallowing a lot, and I'm like, trying to push it down, you know. I'm trying to tell myself, like, don't even think about it. Like, yeah, if I think about it, it's going to get way worse. Up, yeah, if I think about it, I know I'm going to throw up. So I'm watching, I think it was like Ali A at the time. I think I was watching some like Black Ops Zombies, Ali A, I don't know, something. But I start to like defocus, and I'm looking at the edge of my phone, and like I'm like noticing just, I could tell I'm panicking by the fact that I'm looking at details, and I'm swallowing really hard, and I'm continuously swallowing. Like I'm looking at, all the crumbs of food on the ground in the backseat, and I'm looking at like, and then I'm looking at like the lining of like the seat, like the sewing, like the stitching.
Oh,
I'm looking at the lining,
dude, like the fine details.
It's like
of
the I'm looking
around.
At the fine, and it's getting very narrow. Like I'm forgetting that like there's a road around me, and like I'm just getting really, and y'all know I get motion sick. Like y'all know if I'm on my phone or whatever, I get motion sick. So like it was just the combination of sweets, and I'm like, at this point I don't even want to say the word, but I'm trying to tell them, like I yank
at
them.
Pull over.
That's
the last thing you
say. It's so bad. And so I think I step 1 foot out, and then I kind of like jump forward, and it's like a fucking, like it's like a hose.
God.
But I will say, like, okay, the taste was horrible, and it kind of burnt my mouth, but that release was like, oh my God.
Yeah, your brain releases copious amounts of dopamine.
Dude, and I'm like sweating, and I'm like, oh my God, that was horrific. And I'm just like, you know what? If I'm already at this point, let me just let out the rest. And I try and like force everything out, and then I'm like, okay. And it was just like, all right, we're going to stop at the gas station. We're going to get a bunch of water. We're going to fill you up with a lot of water, because that was just so much. And oh, it was
just... bro.
Goodness me. But it's like all those details, dude. Just like you're noticing, like, you're noticing like your fingerprint, like the little lines on your finger. You like
memorize your fingerprint.
You're looking at details.
We're counting each individual ridge, bro.
Like, yeah. It's like, oh my God. What a horrific experience. But yeah, a memorable one, though.
This is so weird, because like I don't know how I didn't throw up, but like I had drank some drink one night, and I think I've told this story maybe, but I literally like was laying in bed trying to fall asleep, and I felt it. I felt I was starting to get hot and sweaty, and I was doing the swallows, and I was like, oh shit, oh shit, just keep swallowing, do your breathing, you're gonna be fine. And then I was like, it's always like, okay, I guess I'll walk to the toilet, you know?
Yeah,
and that's when it gets
it
real.
It hurt.
It's probably for the
best.
I'll
be there.
You're safe in your
just
room.
In case.
It's okay.
Yeah. But then I got to the toilet, and my mouth just started salivating like so insanely.
Out.
Yes, and it was just dripping from my mouth, and then it just went away. Like, and I didn't throw up. Yeah. I got teased, bro. It's like when you're about to sneeze, and it goes away.
It's like a fine reminder.
Yeah. I get really dramatic. When I'm like about to throw up, I like rip my shirt off. I lay on the bathroom floor. I'm trying to cool down because I'm sweating so much. I'm like,
me too. I hit that.
I like give up. I surrender. I'm like, I'm done,
bro. I had, oh my God, I like didn't eat much dinner at all one night, and I had 2 beet boxes, and then I went outside and I hit someone's cigarette, and then I went inside, and I was like, that was it for me. I threw up probably like 11 times in this stranger's house, and like Bobby had to like, he almost carried me home. I was so weak. That was the weakest I've ever been in my life. It was terrible.
God.
It is so terrible. But it was funny. It was also pretty funny.
But it was also
funny.
You
know what? That's just our body protecting us.
Yeah, we're trying to get all the shit.
Bro, whenever like it's just vomiting acid and alcohol taste. Oh, it's like Jesus.
Yeah, it's bad. Especially like I've had it before with Cheetos, like, and I know, like, I taste it. Or like when you just eat like in a culmination of food and then you like slowly, it's like slowly retelling a gross story of all the food that you ate, and you remember like wow, yeah,
that's, you get to stare at it in the toilet bowl. It's like,
it's all regretful. That was a horrific rendition of a lovely meal that I ate earlier.
It's the remix, and I don't love it.
And I don't, yeah, I hate this mix.
Larry, I threw up a whole bag of Takis one night. And it was like, God. It was, yeah, it, I don't want to go into detail, but it was like a red mush, and it had the same shape.
Yeah.
Do you guys that burn? Like,
yeah. Oh.
I was gonna say, do you guys throw up from like what will make you throw up? Because for me, I only throw up if I get like food poisoning,
right?
Like, yeah, I've never really thrown up from,
you can't control
alcohol.
Yeah, like,
I have a really bad gag reflex, so like pretty much anything can make me throw up.
Yeah, so if the food's really that bad, it can get me like, pretty gnarly, especially like smell. Oh my gosh, scents.
Yeah, I was about to say scents.
Scents get me pretty bad.
Like, bro, my mom was scooping mayonnaise out of a jar, and that just made me throw up. It was just that.
Dude, no, I remember there was an animal that died in our lawn by the trash can, so it was already a bad area, right? Like, you're by the
trash can.
That
trash smell, bro.
And it's just like a corpse. And the problem was that it was hidden behind some like shrub shit. So we're like, we have the fence, and then you have the trash cans, and you have a shrub. And it was behind there. And like, we thought that, we were like, damn, dude, what are we throwing away that smells like crap? Like, there's some shit someone's buying in this household and like eating. And this is like my parents, when I was living with my parents. And it's like, some shit that we're just like, it just smells like crap. And me and my mom thought it was my dad like buying some, like, no. Yeah, we thought it was my dad buying some shit. Like, that was just like, dude, what is he fucking eating?
Like, how could something smell so bad?
It got so sour. It was like sour. It was a sour smell, I remember. And God, it was gross. It was just like the walking up to, and it's like, yeah, it's something bad. And then we like, you know, it's not coming from the trash bins. You open it up, and somehow the trash bin smelled way like less worse than whatever the fuck the scent is. And then you look behind, it's a fucking dead animal. And you're like, oh my God. And you dead see the side, it's like really stiff. And it's like, oh dude.
Have you guys seen that TikTok of somebody giving a monkey a century egg and it starts gagging?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like,
we can find that media and put it on the screen right now.
That is so funny. Oh my God. Dude, this has me thinking about like how fucked up you gotta be to make them jelly bean flavors.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Like decomposing, yeah, like, corpse.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, dude.
Garbage
barf
from the belly
Band-Aid,
of a whale.
Barnacle. Why would they feces ever do bandage, bro? Yeah. Like, dirty bandage?
Dude,
the fuck that even tastes like?
I saw a video of this guy. He always eats, like, the worst food imaginable. He finishes it. It's at a point where he eats such gross shit. People are like, dude, please, at this point, just don't finish. He was eating pig brain.
Ew. I feel like that's fine.
Yeah, in a can.
Probably, oh, no.
Ew. In a can.
It was like in a can that he opened up and he dumped it out. I thought that we're not able to eat. Like, I thought you're not supposed to eat other animal like brains at all.
What?
I thought like,
that's how you get like a disease.
I thought you can get like deathly sick or die from that shit.
I mean, it could do. I think it's a cultural thing. Monkey brain is real. I know that's a dish out there. Like, I know.
Yeah, no, that is
monkey brain is real.
But
monkey
like,
brain
I know.
Is real, y'all. Headline the news.
I'm sure there's a deeper meaning. I don't think they think like that.
Chud brain's real.
Chud brain.
Yes, chud brain is real. Yeah.
Chud brain drop soup.
Oh,
I'm gonna get.
Wait, you're saying it came in a can though, so that means it was being sold, like as like a thing. You probably have to cook it or something.
Yeah, I can try and find the video, but it's really gross. And the way that like he chews it, it's like.
I remember hears,
like,
we were
like,
we were watching this one guy who was like, he would down a bunch of alcohol, and he would always be like in a hotel or like a motel, and it was like this older dude.
Oh, he would cook food in there.
Yeah, he would. He would cook.
He would cook
what's
food
his name?
In the. I don't know, but Tanner he would make like beef Wellington. I saw him make with a hot iron.
Yeah, Tanner.
He made a whole bunch of shit in the.
Who's the guy that's like, he always wears a hat? It's like something nice. Is it Shoe Nice?
Shoe Nice?
Oh, it's a Shoe Nice. Shoe Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nasty fuck.
That guy's something else.
Nasty fuck.
Shout out Shoe Nice, bro.
No, don't shout him out. Do not shout him out.
Don't do that.
Is he not the guy who makes shit in the hotel?
Yeah, but
no, no, not in the hotel.
Hotel bathroom? No. I'm not showing them out.
No, no, yeah, he does shit in the motel.
Oh, I can't, like, dude. I don't watch. He cooks
beef Wellington and shit. Has he ever done that?
Yeah, I think I might be thinking
of a different guy.
I don't know, but I know he just downs a bunch of drinks and then he like eats the worst shit ever.
Yeah, he eats like deodorant and drinks like a whole handle of vodka at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
The finishing thought of the day
is
love your family over the holidays. Love them. Yeah, love
them
close.
Spend some time with your family. Love them.
Absolutely.
Get off the damn phone once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That damn phone of yours.
Yep.
Turn this shit off.
See the weather outside. See what's going on with folks. Look at the gifts you can possibly buy. Go out.
Yeah.
You know, draw something. Draw something.
Write something. Read something.
Exactly. Oh, read something especially.
Be something.
Learn something. Explore something.
Be something.
All right.
Be something.
I know it's kind of jarring going from a whole host of disgusting topics to now talking about being something. But hey, you know what? We're talking about experiences here that we went through. And the only way we got there is through doing something. So not to say if you want something similar, but you know, hey, you never know. Sometimes maybe you drink and you don't throw up and you have a good time. I don't know.
Exactly.
Or sometimes you don't drink and you still have a good time.
And you have a great time.
Yeah, exactly. So. Get out there, man. Get out there. Start reading. Start, you know, doing something. Get into it. Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks. That concludes it all.
See y'all
later.
10% off. Remember, you can get a tub along with a free cup. So you can, you know, go ahead and try that out and see if that tickles your fancy and whatnot, you know. So if you buy a lean tug, you go group, you get a little discount plus a real free cup as well for this Friday. So. Take advantage of that. But that concludes it all, folks. And we'll be catching y'all later. Adios, y'all.
Bye-bye.